A sudden scratch of shifting leaves snapped Ninnis out of his thoughts. The soldier showed resolve. The man drew a blade from a sheath on his chest and sent it flying toward Ninnis, who did nothing to avoid it. 4 inches of steel pierced Ninnis's chest and slipped between his ribs, puncturing a lung. The intense pain would have knocked any other man to his knees. Ninnis smiled. Holding his gut with one hand, the man pushed himself away from Ninnis. Ninnis twitched his wrist, and Strike's blade rolled up. He attached the weapon to his belt and looked down at the hilt of the knife sticking out of his chest. An expert shot. The man might have made a good hunter after all, but Ninnis no longer had any interest in breaking and making hunters. Solomon had been the last hunter, destined to contain the spirit of Nephil, and that hadn't turned out as planned. Once the Nephilim reclaimed the surface, there would be no need for hunters, whose small bodies made them important assets in the underworld. Ninnis clutched the knife in his chest and drew it out slowly. An explosion of pain radiated through his body. The blade came free with a slurp. Blood followed. Purple blood. Ninnis watched the violet plasma drip down his chest, fascinated by its color. Human blood, his blood, ran red. He'd been carrying a feeder skin of Nephilim blood, consuming it regularly, so that its healing properties could help his human body endure the rigors of containing Nephil. It would also have no trouble healing this wound. But would it have to? Ninnis watched as the flow of blood slowed and then stopped. An intense itch surrounded the wound and then pulsed with pain. It felt like being stabbed all over again, but in reverse. And then the wound was healed. Ninnis knew he was changing. He felt hungrier, more ruthless, more powerful, more hard-hearted. But he hadn't realized the changes were also physical. "I am becoming Nephilim," he said. The soldier at his feet continued to struggle, a pitiful whimper escaping his mouth. Ninnis looked the man in the eyes. "I'm changing," he said. "And hungry." Ninnis brought the soldier's razor-sharp knife up to his eyes and looked at his reflection through the smear of his own purple blood. He licked the blade clean and smiled at the man. "My appetite seems to have changed." He cocked his head to the side. "I hope you don't find it rude if I make you watch while I eat." The man filled his lungs to scream as Ninnis lunged toward him and ate.